97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A new Democratic candidate has entered the race for Wisconsin's 29th state Senate district. Isabella Nieto has the story.
Jillian Bettino launched her campaign in Wausau in Memorial Park on Tuesday.
I am running because I'm worried, but I'm also very hopeful. I'm worried about the future of my family and the families that make up this community. I think a lot of us are.
Bettino is a retired physician and breast radiologist. During her career, she worked in Wausau, Marshfield, and Madison. She will challenge incumbent Corey Tomchek, who she says is lost in partisan politics.
A lot of people in our community are stretched thin. Folks are working hard, but it's harder and harder to make ends meet. And the government at every level seems unwilling to meet the needs of everyday hardworking families and more focused on the partisan food fighting that got us here in the first place. Our current state senator is no exception to that.
Bettino previously ran for state treasurer in 2022, but lost in the primary election. She also ran for U.S. Senate. She says she wants to focus on community values instead of partisan issues.
And we deserve good jobs that pay enough to support our families, affordable housing, so we can enjoy that stability and security and sense of pride, and healthcare that does not break the bank.
She also says she's most excited about the interest she's seen in bringing in more Democratic representation to central Wisconsin. Bettino is the only Democrat so far to announce her bid for this seat. If another candidate announces, she'd face them on the August primary ballot. Elections for the state legislature are just over a year away.
Wisconsin lawmakers are talking about data centers as projects are proposed and some move forward across the state. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
Microsoft is building a data center in Mount Pleasant. Vantage is putting one in Port Washington. QTS is proposing one in DeForest, while Janesville city leaders are considering one at the old GM plant. Last week, the Assembly Committee on Science, Technology, and AI held an informational hearing on data centers. One of the biggest criticisms of these projects is just how much power they use. Chelsea Chandler is the Climate, Energy, and Air Program Director for Clean Wisconsin.
The Microsoft Data Center in Mount Pleasant and the Vantage Data Center in Port Washington will require a combined 3.9 gigawatts of electric power. According to our analysis, that is enough energy to power 4.3 million Wisconsin homes.
Caitlin Monahan is the Director of Public Policy for Vantage, the company behind the data center in Port Washington. She says they'll be paying their fair share for power.
So We Energies has designed a really innovative tariff structure that ensures that the new large loads will pay the full cost.
Corey Singletary is the Director of Regulatory Affairs for the Citizens Utility Board. He says because there's not much regulation, companies are trying to build these data centers as fast as possible before laws catch up.
Speed to market is a primary, if not the primary, consideration of data center developers.
Some in the legislature are already working to help the laws catch up. Democratic State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin from Whitefish Bay authored a bill she says creates guardrails for data centers in Wisconsin. Her plan would require prevailing wages for workers and require they use 70% renewable energy at data centers. The bill also aims to increase transparency on their water and energy use.
Wisconsin ranked number one in the number of medications collected for Drug Takeback Day, collecting more than 50,000 pounds of unwanted medications. Wisconsin has ranked third in the nation for the most medications collected since the program started in 2010. There are a dozen drug takeback boxes in Wood County and more than a dozen in Marathon County. You can find a map of these permanent locations on county websites and at dhs.wisconsin.gov. The 9-day gun deer hunting season is approaching. As hunters are out in the woods, local law enforcement is asking that you keep an eye out for missing persons. They advise that you look for disturbed ground or clothing remains. According to the Wisconsin DOJ Clearinghouse for Missing and Exploited Children and Adults, they're still looking for more than 170 people. Locally, the Juneau County Sheriff's Office is still searching for 43-year-old Leah Marie Stewart. She went missing on the 4th of July in 2023. Search areas included Buckhorn State Park and the wildlife areas between Mauston and Adams Friendship. In Marathon County, 47-year-old Tara Jane Sullivan is still missing from the Weston area. She was last seen on April 17, 2023. Her vehicle was found abandoned along Highway 29 in Shawnee County. If you have any information, no matter how minor it seems, detectives ask that you contact your local law enforcement agency. If you heard sonic booms after dark last night, you weren't imagining it. The 115th Fighter Wing out of Madison is conducting evening training flights again. You may hear them tonight and next week. Wisconsin Air National Guard F-35 pilots will conduct nighttime training exercises until approximately 8 p.m. tonight and Monday through Friday next week. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, you know, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But you know, my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78. The Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one-pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played. But that's how we play tonight.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny. We'll be in the mid-50s here by this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the 30s. Tomorrow, another nice sunny day with a light breeze and a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.